Shalom, good yontiv, chag sameach. Today's haftarah is for Simchat Torah, the completion of the reading of the Torah. But not only is there a completion of the reading of the five books of Moses, but is the haftarah, the supplemental reading, is connected to the Torah in the following way: that when you finish reading the last pasuk of the Torah, the Haftarah is the first pasuk in all the books of the Nevi'im, in all the books of the prophets. So what is the five books of Moses? It is the Torah Moshe. Who was his successor? Yehoshua. Yehoshua took over the reins from Moshe Rabbeinu, and now the nation of Israel is being led by him. So this is the connection to Simchat Torah. This is why we read the Haftarah. So you could see that Yehoshua has taken over. They are in the east side of the Jordan River, and they are about to cross over. It's not so obvious, but the Haftarah comes in a way that it skips forward a little bit, and let's just follow the flow over here. So what happens after Moses passes away, and God speaks to Yehoshua and says, "Hey, you're in charge. What's going to happen? Moses has passed away. Now get up and cross over the Jordan River, the Yarden." Guess what? The splitting of the sea for Moshe also happened, this miracle, with Yehoshua. There was a second splitting of the sea that the Jewish people marched into Eretz Israel, into the land of Israel. And that every place that you will walk in the land of Israel, God is going to give you. From the Midbar to the Lebanon, and that from the river until the ocean. This will be your land. And now you hear this thing called Chazak ve'ematz. Be strong and be brave. That God is saying to Yehoshua, you are connected to me, and you have no reason to be afraid. Just every time you have any doubt, you just keep Torah in your mind, in your mouth, in your heart, and I will be there with you. I'll protect you, and you will succeed at conquering Jericho and the rest of the land. So do not veer away from Torah. This is what's going to bring you mazal. And that I told you again, Chazak ve'ematz, that be strong and be brave. And it says, Shloshet yamim atem ovrim et ha'yardein hazeh, that in 3 days, like you had 3 days before the giving of the Torah, the people had to prepare themselves for 3 days before they went into the land of Israel. And then it says about Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, there were 2.5 tribes that said, we want to stay on the east of the Jordan River. God said, you go with your brothers to conquer the land. Once you're done conquering, go back out and take care of your shepherding business. So that God is ours. Vaya'anu et Yehoshua le'mor. And the nation says, Yehoshua, everything you've commanded us, we're going to do. And that everybody followed. And the message was, Rak, Yihyeh Hashem Elokecha, Imcha Ka'asher Hayayim Moshe. So it says, listen, if God is going to be with us like he was with Moshe, everything's going to be okay. So this is a new beginning, a new year, a new entry into the book of Yehoshua, who led us into the land of Israel that we conquered and then divided and lived in for thousands of years. Chag Sameach. Enjoy the Haftarah.